This report comes from the Markle Foundation in New York, specifically its Task Force on National Security in the Information Age. The Markle Foundation was one of several private organizations that were invited to provide outside input into the 9/11 report. Foundation President Zoe Baird told me their hope is to raise awareness with the administration over what still needs to be done to tear down information silos within the national security community.
We have focused on the ability of the government to share information so that different communities of interest around the government can understand what the threats are and decision makers can make good policy. And we feel it's very important for people to appreciate that the nation is still at risk from terrorism, that we, for all the efforts that we've made to improve our ability to understand the threats, we have a long way to go to know what information we have, what we know, and to make sure that policymakers are informed by that and good decisions can be made.
Now, is this a matter of the glass being half empty, half full? Is it three quarters full at this point?
Well, it's hard to say what full would look like, but I think that we are a long way from really understanding what information we have and making sure that the policymakers are getting good information. We've said to the Director of National Intelligence that every day when he goes in and briefs the president, he ought to be saying that the information he's providing is only as good as the information sharing that underlies it. And we're a long way from having that information sharing as robust as it needs to be, because we don't have the privacy protections that make government employees feel comfortable sharing information and that protect citizens' privacy as we do that. But we also don't have adequate policies that encourage people to move away from classification and share information with those who are authorized to see it.
Slade Gorton is a former U.S. Senator from Washington State and a member of the Markle Task Force. I asked him to talk about the challenges for Congress and the legislative branch when it comes to promoting more instead of less information sharing in the federal government.
The Congress has done quite a good job in passing necessary laws, both at the recommendation of this group and of the 9/11 Commission. Now, it's a process of oversight. I think Congress shares with the president the necessity to keep after people, to see to it that they end their old ways of doing things and share information appropriately. That isn't what most of the people of the country are thinking about, because we haven't had a terrorist attack here in the United States since 9/11. But it is very important that the Homeland Security committees, the intelligence committees, the defense committees keep after the bureaucracy to see to it that necessary information sharing takes place.
And tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive, we'll hear from another member of the Markle Task Force who says that another one of the reasons why the nation remains at risk from a lack of information sharing has to do with the intersection of technology and good government policy.
And everyone thinks that this is so easy. And I'm reading the executive summary. You were kind enough to give me a copy of the executive summary, which is great. Mm-hmm. But they're talking about the president and Congress must develop government-wide privacy policies for information sharing to match the increased technological capabilities to collect, store, and analyze information. Mm-hmm. We have access to so much information these days.
Right.
How do you process through all that? How do you have the right information to the right people at the right time?
Well, and that was the point of the discussion that they had there today. Quite a remarkable panel of folks here at this meeting. Bill Cowell is the person that we'll hear from tomorrow on the Federal Drive. I wasn't able to pull out the interview I did with him. Former deputy director of the National Security Agency, right. Now an independent consultant, and he's the one who did a lot of the work on IT when it came to this report. He says that one of the problems that they have, and it almost sounds to me like the discussion that we were having about TARP,
yep,
the other day, and extensible business reporting language. He thinks that there needs to be an equivalent of extensible markup language for national security information in order to make it possible to share information across agencies and also within agencies up and down, so that it gets protected at the very security levels that it needs to. But any agency that needs to see it that has the proper privilege can do so. Also, to be able to create a paper trail, or sort of a trail of seeds, as it were, of who has accessed a piece of information, but also who turned down access to information.
Yep.
Because
who would turn down access to information?
Well, it's a little bit like, you know, it's the challenges to information sharing, and you always hear people say it. That's not how we've done business. People
right.
want this information. I focus on this area, and so you have somebody in the intelligence agency. Mm-hmm. You get that a lot. Somebody who focuses on the Middle East.
They stay in their lanes.
They stay in their lanes.
Exactly.
We don't want somebody who's not, you know, I know more about the Middle East than anyone else does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, tapping into that network, part of this challenge with a lot of this, you know, the changes that you're seeing is putting stuff out there. And guess what? That means that you can possibly be challenged on it, that, you know, all of us are much smarter than any one of us.
Right.
So
people
really,
don't want to be challenged.
And it changes the way the thinking, and it comes from the top down. And that's, I think, part of the challenge that you're seeing.
But comes from the top down? The change?
The change, that mindset. Because all of a sudden, if the lead person puts the comment out there, you have to be, people below that, frontline people have to be able to say, well, that may not necessarily be true. And they're the folks on the front lines who may know it better. You don't know. You put it out there and see what fleshes out. It's a big mindset change.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the lines in here that's very powerful, I think, is if there happens to be another terrorist attack, I don't think the American people are going to be very, you can't go and say, well, we weren't sharing information.
Right.
It's been a long time since 9/11.
Uh-uh.
And
yeah.
People aren't going to be
Nobody's
very tolerant
gonna
of that.
Nobody's going to buy that again. Uh-uh.
Yep.
So
no
it's
way.
It's a very interesting report. And if you want to find impetus to why we need to do things in new ways, this is a good report to read.
But it sounds, Max, like they are aware that they not only have to change the laws and have the laws catch up with the technology and the information, but they have to change that mindset.
Yeah, they have to change the mindset, which is why this report, which is it's three volumes here. I mean, I brought it into the studio with me.
Oh, it's a phone book.
It's a phone book, but very, very comprehensive. There needs to be an emphasis on policy, because if the policy isn't there, and the policy is what's reflected by the president and his advisors, if that policy isn't in place, all the technology in the world isn't going to do you a darn bit of good,
okay.
which is the main emphasis here.